Schwartz, a former chief of staff to Cuomo, headed up the state's vaccination distribution as an unpaid volunteer. Some county leaders accused Schwartz of trying to trade loyalty to the governor, who is embroiled in several scandals, for access to vaccine doses. Cuomo and Schwartz deny that occurred, but the allegations are the subject of a probe by Attorney General Tish James, as well as an impeachment inquiry by the state assembly. Gary Levine, a commissioner on the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, known as JCOP, has been pressing for authorization to issue a subpoena. He wants to find out more about Schwartz's status and whether there were any ethical conflicts.
The request is for an informational subpoena.
Because Schwartz was a volunteer, he was exempt from the state's public officers law under a special executive order issued by Cuomo. Without that exemption, Schwartz would have been required to file financial disclosure forms and be banned from lobbying the state for 2 years. Schwartz, during his time volunteering as vaccine czar, continued to work for an airport concessions company that holds state contracts. He left the volunteer post in April after the state legislature voted to make Schwartz subject to the public officers law. Levine, who was appointed to JCOP by the Senate minority Republican leader, says the subpoenas would seek information about whether Schwartz or other volunteers ever recused themselves from any decisions that could potentially pose a conflict of interest with their private sector employers.
Likely one or more of the senior level volunteers are not volunteers at all. They are being paid, or they were paid before the rescission of the order, by their employers. Employers who may have substantial business with the state.
Commissioner Jim Yates, who was appointed by Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, a Democrat, also backs the proposal. He says JCOP staff had asked for the information about the volunteers from the governor's office, but the request was rejected. He says there are many unanswered questions.
We've asked the question repeatedly. This might be the fourth month in a row when I've asked the question, and that is, suppose somebody is invested with the authority of a state officer or a public officer to wield great power during this emergency situation, and that person acts in conflict, for instance, awarding a contract to a family member or to as a political favor. Is there no way that we can look at it?
Commissioner Daniel Horwitz, who was appointed by Cuomo, was among the commissioners who questioned whether JCOP has the authority to issue the subpoena.
If the commission votes in favor of issuing this subpoena, it will be a subpoena outside of the law.
Commissioner Marvin Jacob, also appointed by the Assembly Speaker, argued that the proposed subpoena was not unusual and that similar oversight organizations routinely issue them.
Is that something alien and unheard of, not done, it's done everywhere, all the time?
In the end, the motion was voted down. Although 7 commissioners voted in favor and 6 against, under JCOP's rules, 8 votes are required for a motion to carry. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.